It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Tom, stop telling me we got to go, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
Uh-oh.
I don't need to put up with your crap, you fat F. I don't need to put up with anything from you or anybody else. You fat mother F.
You're so important to this.
Bye.
This team's just not that good.
It was the owner.
GM.
It was the owner.
GM who brings
it. It was the owner.
The emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Texas Direct Auto brings us the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Hear from Radio Row, Super Bowl week. Very special emergency break of the week. Maybe when it's Super Bowl week, maybe guys just are a little on edge. Maybe that explains why they had these mistakes. Like TC, he rarely goofs up a ticker.
I've noticed he's been more nervous because it is Super Bowl week.
Yeah, I think it's Super Bowl week, so he's a little bit nervous.
It's a bigger stage. You know, we have more listeners, just like the guys will play in front of more viewers on Sunday.
It's a big stage that you're on. And I think that got to TC, that and some really tough copy in talking about Bubba Burger.
Seth Curry has been starting for the Mavericks for the last 11 games. During that time, he's shooting better than 50% from the field, despite almost half of his shots being from three. The Mavericks play tomorrow. This Ticket Ticker Race service a Bubba Burger. You'll never get a bite better than a Bubba Burger. Okay. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba, from backyard barbecues to tailgating.
So was it anticipating Bubba Burger coming up that he forgot who the Mavericks were playing to?
I don't know. It's a it's a chicken or egg thing. I'm not sure here if the Mavericks caused the Bubba Burger mess up or the Bubba Burger looming caused the Mavericks mess up. I don't know.
It's almost a they played on last night moment for
the
TC.
Mavericks play, the Mavericks play tomorrow.
They play somebody tomorrow. All right, let's hear that whole thing one more time.
Seth Curry has been starting for the Mavericks for the last 11 games. During that time, he's shooting better than 50% from the field, despite almost half of his shots being from three. The Mavericks play tomorrow. This Ticket Ticker Race service a Bubba Burger. You'll never get a bite better than a Bubba Burger. Okay. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba, from backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game.
Okay.
Two things there that fascinate me. So I figured that the ticker guys have a script.
Mm-hmm.
So did he just not write the Mavericks' next opponent?
He wrote his whole script except for that last thing, like they were playing.
Unimportant detail.
Like he left it open and thought, I'll come back to that when I look at the schedule, and never came back to it. Or, and then two, that was like a she sells seashells by the seashore
right.
thing, and he tried to blow through it at rapid speed.
Right. Yeah, thinking, oh, I got this.
Yeah. He's got it.
I love the reaction, too. Okay.
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 Good gracious. Wasn't it good gracious what he said after the
was that last week?
Yeah.
I missed out on last week. I heard that was pretty classic, though.
Oh, you missed that?
Yeah, I remember because I was out.
Oh,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Wow.
It was something else.
Well, there's TC back as candidate number one in the e-break. Candidate number two, this guy's had quite a run here the last couple of years. Mike Reiner from the Hardline. It'll happen from time to time. Sometimes we go to screensaver mode, and that happened to Ryan's when he was actually on our show this week here at the Super Bowl.
Like you guys said, is largely attributed to our own experience. Like, we didn't think much of Indianapolis because there we were staying in the
South Bend,
the northwestern suburb of Avon, which I guess is, I don't know, kind of like the
hot dog?
Uh-oh.
The refrigerator?
Are you still there, Mike?
Screensaver.
The Midlothian of Indianapolis. I'm sorry, things weren't coming together for me.
Things were coming together for me.
He had the pipes all forming there on the screensaver.
Yeah.
Things weren't coming together for me.
I'm sorry, things weren't coming together for me.
I'm sorry.
The Midlothian of Indianapolis. All right, one more time.
like you guys said, is largely attributed to our own experience. Like, we didn't think much of Indianapolis because there we were staying in the
South Bend,
northwestern suburb of Avon, which I guess is, I don't know, kind of like the
hot dog.
The are you still there, Mike?
Screensaver.
The Midlothian of Indianapolis. I'm sorry, things weren't coming together for me.
Coming together for me. You guys were not helping him out.
What? We were trying to...
You guessed hot dog, and he guessed refrigerator.
Two quality guesses.
Yeah, we're just trying to guesses. Help.
The Midlothian of Indianapolis.
The hot dog in Indianapolis.
Oh, man. I love Rhines. He's candidate number two.
God, this station... As soon as anybody
starts to swerve,
staggers or swerves for a moment, whoever is on the air with him takes these giant spotlights and redirects it to the person who's in trouble.
Yeah, it's like piranhas on a cow head.
There's just no room for error at all. So we're all so sorry.
We are
pretty sorry. Well, and I think it's sorry that if you're going to be a guest on the ticket, that you think it's a good idea to chew ice. And that's what Lee Steinberg did when he was on. Norm loves having Lee Steinberg on.
Boy, he
loves talking to Lee.
And the world has the same question about that. Why?
Why? Well, I don't think Lee really cares much about being on the air because he figured it would be the best time possible to chew ice.
Let me just background our listener for just a moment about Lee Steinberg. Lee has now been in the sports representation business for 42 years. He's represented over 300 athletes, arranged more than $3 billion in contracts.
And then it continued after Norm asked a couple of questions, more ice chewing.
Before we leave, Lee Steinberg has had a meteoric career. He's also had some very difficult days in the early 2000s. It is now nearing, as I recall, 7 years of sobriety for you.
It is.
As he sips his Diet Coke.
Exactly. Well, the reason, Norm, I've been open about it is in the hopes that by being open, if someone's out there struggling, depressed.
And now he's got cow tongue because he's got ice on his tongue.
To come back and heal, that they know the help's
available.
And
he's still chewing it.
It is possible.
It's working
such
under his tongue.
Character voice.
Yes.
And his tongue is frozen.
He's got frozen tongue. Somebody might want to check that 7-year date.
I was going to say, it
maybe hit the reset clock on that.
It makes it sound like he showed up to the broadcast a little.
Yeah.
He's
celebrating that 7 years a little too hard.
play the second one more time, Jared,
before we leave. Lee Steinberg has had a New York career. He's also had some very difficult days in the early 2000s. It is now nearing, as I recall, 7 years of sobriety for you.
It is.
As he sips his Diet Coke.
Exactly. Well, the reason, Norm, I've been open about it is in the hopes that by being open, if someone's out there struggling, depressed, doesn't see any way to come back and heal, that they know the help's available. And
dude, you're on radio. Stop chewing ice.
Well, he's talking. His lips are at a pinpoint. Barely get words through them.
You know why Norm loves a guest like that? So that he can go from the high of Lee Steinberg represented the greatest athletes in the world to the low of Lee Steinberg had some personal problems.
7 years sober.
You have had 7 years.
He loves dragging the listener through that emotional gauntlet.
He loved
it. He didn't care to talk about it. He just wanted to chew his ice.
And I love when we get bittersweet Norm on the air.
Lee Steinberg has had a career of incredible highs, but he is also...
We can barely understand the mumbling.
He doesn't even really want to bring it up.
Yes. And if you played that audio for anybody outside of this market, they'd go, those are both fake voices.
All right, so is it T.C., Rhines, or Lee Steinberg? 888-787-1310. Hi, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You might.
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Keep going.
I need to want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. Just, you know, love you. Happy Super Bowl.
Have a happy Super Bowl. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
In today's Pro Bowl, the NFC is playing. Who are they playing again?
TC, I guess, there. Didn't know who the opponent was. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hey, sports caller.
Hey, guys. I'd like to vote for the Indianapolis Midlothian. And thank you.
All right, thanks. There's a Ryan's vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, it's like you guys said. I mean, who wins the e-break? And I don't know. I guess you could. Well, I mean, if I had to say who won the e-break, I mean.
Who is this? Lee Steinberg, I guess?
Reiner.
Yeah, it could have been a Ryan. That could have been a TC vote or a Ryan's vote or a Steinberg vote.
It's an undervote there. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Users, I'd like to vote for TC since he likes to bite into Bubba's. He can bite into me.
God, what a weird laugh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size, Mornborn?
No. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hey, Musers.
Hey, Tiger. Sorry about the back.
Yeah, I got my veterinarian, Dr. Frizz, working on it right now.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to see, well, do you know who the Mavericks play tomorrow night?
No, and TC doesn't either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yes,
sports caller,
yes,
you're
hello.
On the air.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Jesse. How are you?
Okay.
I wanted to give, first, before I vote, I wanted to give you just a little feedback on your broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
Last week, it was really, really good towards the end of the week. But this week, not so great. I'm looking forward to ushering the game, and I will. I would like to vote for Mr. Reiner, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Jeez.
Man, why did we let that go so long? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Cannonball Douglas, Vaginal Slice, Bornborn.
Is that David Moore?
Sounded like Jer.
Weird echo.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote responsibly for the human e-break, T.C. Fleming. We need to get that man some help, guys.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. We're thinking about going to ticket stock. I was just wondering if you could tell me what time it opens.
And I believe noon on Friday?
Bad
radio?
Bad radio, yeah.
That would be Friday, February 10th.
17th.
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 17th and 18th. Irving Convention Center.
Yes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Science Bornborn.
No.
Oh.
Stop. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hello.
Sports caller. Yeah, go.
Yes, sir. I'd like to have your attention as I vote for Giorgio's heart clutching.
Okay. Yeah, too bad. Too bad.
I want to hear the end of that.
No, I don't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you back from the
at the end of his flu. Material.
The flu, yeah, fake flu. Okay.
Fake flu. Uh-oh. Good
and
morning to you.
That's
oh
it.
My gosh.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, will there be Fletcher's Corny Dogs at Ticket Stock?
Maybe.
Nope. Not that I know of.
Okay.
For the love of God.
Thanks for promoting Ticket Stock, though. Mm. February 17th and 18th. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, hello. Give me God's e-break, T.C. Fleming.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves
e-break.
A winner.
Wow.
T.C. Fleming with another win.
Seth Curry has been starting for the Mavericks for the last 11 games. During that time, he's shooting better than 50% from the field, despite almost half of his shots being from three. The Mavericks play the Mavericks play tomorrow. This Ticket Ticker Race service at Bubba Burger. You'll never get a bite better than a Bubba Burger. Okay. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba, from backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game.
I mean, he was the weakest of the three candidates, though, wasn't he? Yeah,
that's what happens when you let the P1s vote.
Wow.
That's the way it goes.
TC wins the e-break and Trump wins the presidency.
Yeah.
It's time to do away with democracy.
And I believe that is that back-to-back he went last week,
yes,
too?
Yes, back-to-back, yeah. 21st win, and he's now in concussion protocol.
That's funny.